of all those different funds and kind of making the math work, so to speak. And this is this year is a year where, you know, the departments have really presented, you know, very, very responsible budgets. I mean, I think that's sort of the MO of our department heads over time is not just responsible budgeting, but also very responsible management throughout the year, which usually puts us in a very good position when we start the budget process in the following year. And this year was no exception. The budgets are certainly lean, but it's really a case, particularly in the taxing funds, where the revenue streams don't grow at the same level as the, and some even decline, and you know the natural escalation of some costs kind of gets that out of whack, and so the commission's faced with a bit of a gap that they're going to take a closer look at. But you know, right now we're in the general fund, probably looking at you know, how realistic is shaving down what's forecasted now to be around a $750,000 gap between revenues and expenditures. So we take it serious because that there's real services behind that. There's, you know, there's real decisions about equipment and training and personnel that, that equates to safety and effectiveness of our operations. But at the same time, we're also aware that we're probably in a better position than a lot of agencies, not just a lot of cities, but also a lot of other different types of local government units that face even more daunting dilemmas as they look at their relationship between expenses and revenues. So all in all, comparatively in a good shape. Nonetheless, it's still hard work, and the commission's going to take that on over the next couple of meetings. Mm-hmm.